Today, if the Lord wills, we'll be reading Ezekiel chapter 22, 23, and 24. Let us remember, as always, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to us for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. When we read Ezekiel chapter 19, we read a parable of a lioness, which represents David's family, the great, powerful family of King David, that ruled the United Kingdom for 80 years, ruled the Southern Kingdom for 400 years, this great, mighty dynasty of King David. But it had to come to an end because Israel refused to listen to the prophets of God, and the consequences of rebellion are inevitable. God brings Babylon to fulfill his judgment against Israel, and Babylon destroyed the southern kingdom, and one-third of its citizens killed by the sword, one-third are killed by fire, and one-third are dispersed amongst the nations. And as we read yesterday, certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord, and they came and sat before Ezekiel. And Ezekiel answered them and said, "As I live, saith the Lord, I will not be inquired of by you. They would not hearken unto me. They did not cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Therefore my hand is against thee. I will draw my sword to give it into the hand of the slayer," that is Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And this was inevitable. This was necessary because of the faithfulness of God's word. And Moses, in the books of the law, and by the way, Josiah had uncovered these books that had been hidden for so many years. Josiah, the last godly king of Judah, uncovered these books, found these books of the law, and had them read, and repented. But it only took one generation for these hot revival fires to cool off to a blast of cold air. But the word of the Lord, by necessity, will be fulfilled. And God, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, gave the covenant and the conditions of blessings in the land, and the conditions which will bring chastisement in the land. And this is it: "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in this city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy cattle, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me." And man does not like to talk about the judgment of God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. God sends conviction, and then God sends chastisement, and then God sends death. Notice how God first sent conviction to Judah. Josiah, the godliest king since King David, he was made king at only 8 years of age. And while he was king, the book of Moses was found, was discovered among the debris in the temple. Josiah had the temple cleaned up, and he wanted the temple restored and things cleaned up down there. And as they were cleaning up the temple, the book of Moses was found. And the book of Moses was read, and the first five books of the Bible were read, and it brought great conviction upon the people. And this brought a great revival. And they had a large Passover celebration, even larger than that of Hezekiah's Passover celebration. And there was a great revival in the land. We read about him in 2 Kings and also in 2 Chronicles. We read about this good godly king, Josiah. The Bible tells us that Josiah was a godly king. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And he walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And we read in 2 Kings how he hired carpenters and builders and masons to repair the temple of the Lord. And while they were repairing the temple of the Lord, they found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And the scribe showed it to the king, showed it to Josiah. And Shaphan read it to Josiah. And when Josiah heard the word of the Lord, he rent his clothes, and he cried out unto the Lord. And he cried out to go inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for Judah, concerning the words of this book that was found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do unto all which is written concerning us. And so they took the words of the Lord. They went and inquired of Huldah the prophetess. And Huldah the prophetess told them what they must do. And she sent word back to Josiah. And this was the word that she sent back. She said, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king this word. And there was a great reformation and a great revival. Idols were worshipped at the high places, and Josiah had the high places tore down. He broke in pieces the images and cut down the groves and filled their places with the bones of men. And on we read in 2 Kings about the great revival and the great reformation and how the Passover was kept. But then Josiah died in battle fighting the Egyptians. And by the way, Egypt is always a picture of the world. You could say that Josiah died in battle fighting the world. He died with honor. He died with dignity. He died in right standing before God. But sad to say, the revival of Josiah's day did not last very long. As soon as Josiah had died, his middle son, whose name was Jehoahaz, also known as Shalom, became king. And we read where Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. And as we were reading in chapter 19 of the book of Ezekiel, about the lamentation, about the funeral over the fall of David's throne, and under the imagery or under the allegory of a lioness, David's family that was once great and powerful is now overthrown. And the first whelp was Jehoahaz that we read about in 2 Kings, who followed behind the godly king of Josiah, the middle son of Josiah. And after only 90 days of being king, he was captured by Pharaoh, the same Pharaoh who had killed his father, who Josiah was fighting against the world, fighting against Egypt. Well, Jehoahaz was captured. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And notice this is in verse 3. And she brought up one of her whelps. It became a young lion, and it learned to catch the prey. It devoured men. The nations also heard of him. He was taken in their pit, and they brought him with chains into the land of Egypt. Now, when she saw that she had waited, and her hope was lost, she took another of her whelps and made him a young lion. And this imagery, this allegory that Ezekiel is telling, this is the last king of Judah, Zedekiah, who was taken away captive into Babylon. This last king, who was the youngest son of Josiah and the uncle to Jehoiachin, who followed after Jehoiakim. But this Zedekiah, who was the youngest son of Josiah, and he was taken to Babylon. And he refused to listen to Jeremiah the prophet. He was captured. He was blinded. And he was carried off into Babylonian captivity by Nebuchadnezzar. Jerusalem was burned to the ground. The temple was destroyed. And this was the end result of the children of Israel not heeding to the chastisement that came upon them. This was because of generation after generation they had wallowed in the filth of idol worship. And now conviction came under Josiah's time. Holy Spirit conviction came. Reformation came. Revival came. And then to the rebellious, chastisement came. And then to the rebellious, death came. This was because of the sins of Jerusalem. And yesterday in our reading in chapter 21, we read the parable of the sword of God. And Ezekiel wrote, "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, say, a sword is sharpened and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? It is contempt the rod of my son as every tree, and he hath given it to be furbished, that it may be handled. The sword is sharpened, and it is furbished to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. Smite therefore upon thy thigh." And as we've already read in 2 Kings and in 2 Chronicles, this was the end of David's kingdom. And what was the curse that was placed upon Jehoiachin? The curse from God was that none of his sons would ever sit upon Judah's throne. What was it? This was the end of David's kingdom. Or is it the end? By divine judgment, we see that no more shall any of David's sons through this lineage of Jehoiakim and Jehoiachin and Zedekiah, should any of these ever occupy David's throne anymore. This puts us in a situation. This puts us in a situation where has God's promises failed? No, God's promises has not failed. This brings us back once again to the necessity of the virgin birth of Christ. And as we're reading here, Mary's husband, Joseph, was of the line of Jeconiah. And here, this was Jeconiah, who was prophesied that no son of his would ever be seated upon the throne again. Well, where does the descent from Jesus come from? How is Jesus the seed of David? Well, the genealogy is traced to David through Nathan rather than Solomon. Compare the genealogy in the book of Luke with the genealogy of the book of Matthew, and you'll see why it was so necessary for the virgin birth of Christ, for our Messiah, for the promised Messiah. It was necessary that he be virgin born. And we read in chapter 17, "Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take the highest branch." And by the way, this is the answer to the parable of the great eagle, the two great eagles that we read about. The first great eagle that took Jehoahaz to Egypt, and then the second great eagle that took Zedekiah to Babylon. This is the answer to this problem. "Thus saith the Lord God, I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it, I will crop off from the top of his young wings a tender one, and will plant it upon an high mountain, and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall bring forth boughs, and bear fruit, and be a goodly cedar. And under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing, and the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And all the trees shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken it and have done it." As Isaiah the prophet spoke, and as we read in Isaiah chapter 53, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Notice what Isaiah the prophet said, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Notice, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He was despised and rejected of men. They said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But this incarnation of Christ was prophesied by Moses. The prophet Moses recorded these words, declaring that the seed of the woman would be bruised while crushing the serpent's head. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Isaiah the prophet said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jeremiah the prophet prophesied this. He said, "For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man." Micah the prophet said, "But thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Everything that we have been reading since we began reading January the 1st from Genesis chapter 1, everything that we have been reading has been pointing to the coming of this one majestic person who will rule and bless the whole world. This person known as the Messiah. We have been reading about him. He's prefigured in all of the prophecies, in all of the language, in all of the symbols, in all of the parables that we're reading about here in the book of Ezekiel. We are reading about our great coming Messiah. God promised King David, he said, "A son shall be born to thee. I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever." We read the words of Jeremiah the prophet, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise up unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness." David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Psalms chapter 2, David wrote, "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed one." He is the Lord's anointed one. In verse 6 of this Psalms chapter 2, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." Verse 7, "I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee." In Psalms 45, verse 7, we read, "Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." Verse 6, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter." Verse 4, "And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things." Verse 17, "I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever." Right now, in the middle of our reading here in the book of Ezekiel, things is looking like a very, very bad situation. Judah is wallowing in the filth of their idolatry, and the sword is being unsheathed against Jerusalem and the land of Judah. But notice this one thing. We're soon going to be coming to chapter 37. And today we're going to be reading about the sins of Jerusalem. And over, Ezekiel names the sins of Jerusalem. They defy herself with idols. They shed innocent blood. They profane the Sabbath. They practice robbery. They are promiscuous. They commit adultery. Their princes and their prophets are ravening wolves with dishonesty and dishonest gain. And their lewdness is unsatisfiable. Soon we'll be getting to the vision of the dry bones, and we'll see that these dry bones can live again. But it's time now to pause and have our word of prayer and read our scripture for today. Lord, we thank you that even though man has sinned and man is wicked and man is evil, it has not frustrated your great salvation plan and your great redemption plan to send for us a Messiah, the Almighty One, the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you, Lord, for your great Savior who you have sent. The day spring from on high has visited us. He is our deliverer. And Lord, we worship you today. Father, we thank you that you are our refuge in time of trouble. Lord, we worship you today. Be with us. Bless us as we read from your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we begin reading chapter 22, Ezekiel chapter 22. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Then say thou, Thus saith the Lord God, The city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thine idols which thou hast made. And thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mock unto all countries. Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which art infamous and much vexed. Behold, the princes of Israel, every one were in thee to their power to shed blood. In thee have they set light by father and mother. In the midst of thee have they dealt by oppression with the stranger. In thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. Thou hast despised mine holy name and hath profaned my Sabbath. In these are men that carry tables to shed blood, and in thee they eat upon the mountains. In the midst of these they commit lewdness. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. And one hath committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another hath lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law. And another in thee hath humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God. Behold, therefore, I have smitten mine hand at thy dishonest gain, which thou hast made, and at thy blood which hath been in the midst of thee. Can thine heart endure, or can thine hands be strong in the days that I shall do, that I shall deal with thee? I, the Lord, have spoken it, and will do it. And I will scatter thee among the heathen, and disperse thee in the countries, and will consume thy filthiness out of thee. And thou shalt take thine inheritance in thyself in the sight of the heathen, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross, and all they are brass and tin and iron and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of silver. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you are all become dross, behold, therefore will I gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, as they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin in the midst of the furnace to blow the fire upon it to melt it. So will I gather you in mine anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury upon you. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion, raving the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have daub them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongly. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I have found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord. Chapter 23. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughter of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breast pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. And the names of them was Aholah, the elder, and Aholabah, her sister. And they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Aholah, and Jerusalem is Aholabah. And Aholah played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, and with all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted, with all their idols, she defiled herself. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt. From in her youth they lay with her. They bruised the breast of her virginity and poured their whoredom upon her. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians upon whom she doted. These discovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters and slew her with the sword. And she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholabah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased her whoredoms. For when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girded with girdles upon their loins, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them and sent messengers unto them into Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her, into the bed of love. And they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she discovered her whoredoms and discovered her nakedness. Then my mind was alienated from her, like as my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms, and calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherewith she played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she doted upon their paramours, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus they call us to remembrance the lewdness of thy youth, in bruising thy teats by the Egyptians for the paps of thy youth. Therefore, O Aholabah, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will raise up thy lovers against thee, from whom thy mind is alienated, and I will bring them against thee on every side, the Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Pekod and Sheol and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great lords and renowned, all of them riding upon horses. And they shall come against thee with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people, which shall set against thee buckler, and shield, and helmet round about. And I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according to their judgments. And I will set my fury against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee. They shall take away thy nose and thine ears, and thy remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take thy sons and thy daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by the fire. And they shall also strip thee out of thy clothes, and take away thy fair jewels. Thus will I make thy lewdness to cease from thee, and thy whoredom brought from the land of Egypt, so that there shalt not lift up thine eyes unto them, nor remember Egypt any more. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will deliver thee into the hand of them whom thou hatest, into the hand of them from whom thy mind is alienated. And they shall deal with thee hatefully, and they shall take away all thy labor, and shall leave thee naked and bare, and the nakedness of thy whoredom shall be discovered, both thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. I will do these things unto thee, because thou hast gone a whoring after the heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. Thou hast walked in the way of thy sister, therefore will I give her cup into thy hand. Thus saith the Lord God, thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large. Thou shalt be laughed to scorn and had in derision. It containeth much. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, with the cup of thy sister Samaria. Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the sherds thereof and pluck off thine own breast. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast forgotten me and cast me behind thy back, therefore bear thou also thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. The Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Aholah and Aholabah? Yea, declare unto them their abominations, that they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands. And with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire, to devour him. Moreover, this they have done unto me, they have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slain their children to their idols, then they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it, and lo, thus had they done in the midst of mine house. And furthermore, that you have sent for men to come from far, unto whom a messenger was sent, and lo, they came, for whom thou didst wash thyself, paintest thy eyes, and deckest thyself with ornaments, and settest upon stately bed, and a table before it, prepared before it, whereupon thou hast set mine incense and mine oil. And a voice of a multitude being at ease was with her, and with the men of the common sort were brought Sabaeans from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their hands, and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then said I unto her that was old in adulteries, Wilt thou now commit whoredoms with her, and she with them? Yet they went in unto her, as they go in unto a woman that playeth the harlot. So went they in unto Aholah and unto Aholabah, the lewd women. And the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For thus saith the Lord God, I will bring up a company upon them, and will give them to be removed and spoiled. And the company shall stone them with stones, and dispatch them with their swords. And they shall slay their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and you shall bear the sin of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 24. Again in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, write thee the name of the day. Even this same day the king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem, this same day, and utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, set on a pot, and set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, and fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let it seethe the bones of it therein. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it. For her blood is in the midst of her. She set it upon the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, that it should not be covered. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile for fire great. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. She hath wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her. Her scum shall be in the fire. In thy filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou wast not purged. Thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness any more, till I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to thy ways and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord God. Also the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said unto me, Wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us, that thou doest so? Then I answered them, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Speak unto the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters whom you have left shall fall by the sword, and you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men, and your tires, your turbans shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. You shall not mourn nor weep, but you shall pine away for your iniquities, and mourn one towards another. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign. According to all that he hath done, shall you do. And when this cometh, you shall know that I am the Lord God. And thou, son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, and the desire of their eyes, that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters, that he that escapeth in the day shall come unto thee to cause thee to hear it. In that day shall thou mouth be open to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And that completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. If the Lord wills, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, until then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.